Philip Saint-Pépier, these are here today's date is 10-10-2022. Dictation is for Holana Daggard. Daggard spells D-O-D-D-A-R-D. Holana spells H-O-L-A-N-A. Date of birth is 12-15-2017. This is a 4-year-old child accompanied by mom here with sore throat, fever, and painful urination period. Mom said the sore throat and fever started yesterday, but the painful urination has been going on for about 2 or 3 days period. She said child's activity is the same, child is eating and drinking the same, and denies vomiting or diarrhea. Next paragraph, review of systems. Mom reports fever. She says she's been giving Tylenol and Motrin over the counter, but fever will go down and come right back up, period. Next paragraph. Denies abdominal pain. Denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is Nana. Past surgical history is Nana. Social history denies smoke exposure. Next paragraph. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, asthma, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of the room air. Blood pressure is 97/58. Pulse, 124. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 100.6. Period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. Uvula is also erythematous. There is no exudate. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Nose, clear discharge, congested, erythematous and edematous terminus. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, there is tenderness in the suprapubic region, normal bowel signs, no peritoneal signs, no guarding, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Patient is seen running back and forth in the exam room, playing with her sibling, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert-oriented, mood and effect normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute UTI, number two, influenza A, number three, fever, number four, acute pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic, we did the following tests, flu, strep, COVID, urinalysis. The flu was positive for flu A, strep, COVID negative, urinalysis revealed leukocytes protein, bilirubin and ketones. Mom and I had a discussion about findings on urine and findings on our flu test and plans for treatment and discharge. She's comfortable with our discharge plan. Child was given a note to be away from school for the next 4 days or so. This child was sent home with the following medication, Tamiflu 6/1 mL. She would take 7.5 mL POBID for 5 days, number 75 mL, no refills. Next medication is Keflax, 200/5 mL. She would take 5 mL QID for 7 days, 140 mL. Next medication, Motrin, 100/5 mL. She would take 160 mg PO. TIDPRN for fever/pain, number 200 mL. Next medication is Tylenol, 160/5, 240 milligrams POQID PRN for fever/pain, 200 mL. Mom was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none and a vacation. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if children don't do well. I'll go to the nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of vacation.